Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rebbe T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're using the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah, the great sage, here in Season 4. We're in Chapter 1, Mishnah 10, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, talking about loving work but not liking positions of authority. Shemaya ve'avtayun kiblu mehen. Shemaya and Avtayun received the tradition from them. Shemaya Omer. Shemaya says, Ehov es hamelacha. Love work. And I would say love the work you do, love the job you have, and hopefully love the field that you're involved in. But we'll talk about that in a second. Usna et harabanut. Hate authority. It doesn't say dislike. It says actually hate authority. Interesting wordage, usage. Ve'al tesvada l'rashus. And do not make yourself known to the authorities. It's always better to be under the radar. It's always better to be a little bit anonymous. A little bit of anonymity never hurt anyone. Don't try to be in the limelight, because then you're much more known. Especially, God forbid, if any community or whatever turns on you, or God forbid things don't go right. You don't want to be the lead person, the most famous person, even in a simple solution, simple situation like a group project or whatnot. If you're the most loud spoken person in class, then when something goes wrong in your group, who's going to be the one that they come to? Don't make yourself known, especially to authorities. Give yourself anonymity. Be behind the shadows. It's good to be behind the scenes. You don't have to be in the front and center. We shouldn't want to, and we shouldn't run after COVID in general. That's another whole mission of Pirkei Avos. But we should be in the background, in the backdrop, being the ones dealing with the strings in the background. So who they received their tradition from? Shammai and Avtalion got the tradition, the oral tradition, from Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shattach. Love work, Shammai says. Do not be idle. Do not be someone who does no work, because idleness leads to boredom. This comes from Gemara Ksuvos, which is the trademark of the lazy man. Atzlus. Laziness is a very bad trait. The lust of the lazy one will kill him, for his hands refuse to work. And that comes from Mishle. Always be someone who wants to be a doer. I always used to say, I feel like I need to be a doer, doing something. When I sit around not doing anything, that's not good for me personally. I need to do, I need to move, I need to get things done. If the body is not used to work, then even when you actually want to do something, your limbs will not respond, because inertia has taken over. Think about if you're just sitting there, God forbid someone doesn't have work, or someone doesn't have a purpose, someone doesn't have a job, or someone is not doing anything, and they just sit there for days on end, couch potato, you're literally going to feel your body, God forbid, shrivel up. You're going to feel the muscles, God forbid, atrophy from lack of usage, from just sitting there for hours and days doing nothing. You're going to not have ability to move up and do things. Inertia is going to take over. It's going to be an endless cycle. You're going to feel worse about yourself. You're going to have less energy. You're going to have less physical ability, and it's just going to spiral downwards. Make sure you get up, move, and do something. Even if you're waiting for something, even if you're looking into work and looking into jobs, make sure to get up and do something. Take walks, do exercise, listen to shiurim, do whatever, but make sure not to just sit there. Because of the winter cold, the lazy person will not plow. He will desire a crop at harvest time, but there is none. And that comes from Mishle also. This lazy fellow believes that if he takes life easy, it will indeed be easy. But in reality, the opposite is true. His lazy leisure will ultimately create more work for him. He stays indoors all winter instead of plowing his field. Later, when the harvest season arrives, he also wants crops to gather, but he has nothing. His laziness will end in the greater hardship of starvation. One who works his land will be sated with bread, but one who chases vanity will be sated with poverty. Come from Mishle also. There is no rest without labor, and the pursuit of vanity and idle companions will end in disaster. Again, we're not talking here about procrastination. That's a whole other topic. It's okay to procrastinate a little bit, but not to the effect that you can't get anything done. There has to be a balance, and it's good also to reward yourself after a full day of working, after a full day of running around. It's good to reward yourself for a little bit, but not for 25 days in a row, obviously. There has to be balance. There has to be equality in work versus rest versus play versus all of those things. But someone who's lazy in general and just sitting there as a couch potato is a beach bum, they say, who's not pursuing anything, not using his purpose. He's wasting his time. He's wasting his ability. You're only given 120 years here on this earth. What are you doing with all that time that was killed, quote unquote? And that phrase is a very sad phrase because you can never get time back. You could always go early to things. You can never get time back. Time is something, a commodity, no person, even the richest person on earth, can never buy more time. So you're only given so much time. What are you going to do with your time? What are you going to do with the time? The person that sits there, just twiddle his thumbs watching TV for 20 hours out of 24 hours, that's time that's chaval. That's a chaval of the day. All that time was wasted. That'll never come back. Don't be lazy like that. Of course, you could reward yourself. You're working. You have a family. You're balancing all these things. Of course, it's good to rest and relax at the end of the day, and that's how you have the energy for the next day. Hashem wants you to be able to rejuvenate, but not to the exclusion of anything else. You can't just rest and do nothing. And then the Mishnah says, hate authority. This teaching follows Shemaiah's words concerning the importance of work, because the two topics are related. Both positions of authority and a lazy life are despicable and ultimately lead to a pauper's grave. You should work at your job all day long, as our sages teach. It is better to flay a carcass in the marketplace and earn a wage rather than saying, I am a priest of distinguished lineage, or I am an important person. This comes from Pesachim. Flaying a carcass is one of the lowest types of work because it is messy and smelly, the notes explain. And Shlomo Melech writes of this, it's better off is the lowly one who serves for his keep than the pompous one who lacks for bread. That comes from Mishlei also. It's good to work for your money. It's good to work in life. Man is born to toil. That's what was given to us from the days of Adam. We have to work the field. We have to work at things to get the money. We have to work at things to earn the money. It's interesting. Some people who are given money, some people who inherit money, some people who just get money without doing any work, what does the money mean to them? Is it important? Does it feel as valuable to them? Does it feel as precious to them? Or someone who works for every dollar, someone who works and tries to live towards that paycheck, tries to make it towards that paycheck, that money is more dear. And when he uses it, he knows, I work for this money, so I could use this money for what I need, for whatever I want, to give to my wife and to my kids and to use in my life. But if someone's just given the money, someone inherits millions of dollars, that money doesn't mean anything to him. He didn't work for it. He didn't earn it. So that's why here, someone who works with the nasty carcasses in the marketplace, he's working and he's getting his measly wage, even if it's very little, because he actually worked towards it. And then that money becomes more precious to you. That paycheck means more to you. This is what I did to actually get the money. Do not make yourself known to the authorities. This is because working for the authorities is difficult indeed. Furthermore, if you take on the yoke of a mortal king, you will ultimately throw off the yoke of heaven and no longer keep the mitzvahs. You will be afraid to disobey the authorities and will be so burdened with their work that you neglect God's work, making his service secondary to theirs, God forbid. Those in power will only be close to you as long as they need you. This is another mission of Pirkei Avos, that authorities only befriend you in the time of their need, but in the time of your need, they disappear. They don't help you, and they're not really your friend. Because when they're in power, they're only close to you, they only need you when they need you. They only use you, and I use the word use because they're using you, when they need it. And it's inevitable that at some time you will not be able to do what they ask. When that happens, the relationship, if you could call it that, will be over and they will turn you into a pauper. So from our mission, we could take out not to be lazy. Try to be someone who is a doer. Try to make the most of your days. We only have so many days on this earth. God willing, it should be 120 years. Hate the authority. Don't look for positions of power. Try to be in the background. Try to be behind the scenes. Even if you're orchestrating great events, try not to put your name out there. All those people who donate buildings and give so much tzedakah and are anonymous, what a beautiful zechus, what a great thing. You know, they're one of the highest levels of tzedakah, besides you're giving someone a job so they could be on their own 2 feet and be self-sufficient, is to do it anonymously, to give it without anyone knowing who you are, and for them to receive it without anyone knowing who it came from, and you don't even know where it goes to. Both ways, anonymous is the highest level, and that's the opposite of looking for authority, looking for cover, looking for the limelight. Doing things behind the scenes is a really
really good high level, and don't make yourself known to the authorities. Watch out for them. Understand they're only going to use you for their own benefit, so why put yourself in that situation to begin with? Join us next time as we talk about being careful with your words, because it could lead to exile and other bad things here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.